Annyeong, we are One to Sarang.
Your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig na may K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky stay in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube. Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan
from One
to Sarang.
The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Yun nga. So, before tayo mag-record, no? Naisip ko bigla na iba to tong question na to eh. Gusto kong tanungin yung sarili ko. Paano mo gusto gawing successful ang AEW without bringing the big guys, bringing the big names that he is throwing in every single week? I'm not against the idea of bringing everyone to the table. Hindi po. Para lang sa background check nyo, I followed AEW since the beginning of AEW. I know how stupid Tony Khan is. I know how he moves. But you have to think he is fighting just to checkers. Nang unang-unang iisipin ni Tony dito. He won the war. Sure. He won the war. And ang unang-unang at huli mong ipagmamalaki sa wrestling community na you won the war. Sure. That's okay. That's you. You won the war. You won the war. But it doesn't mean you won anything. And ang argument ha, na hindi porket nakuha mo na lahat, panalo ka na. Kasi baka mamaya mangyari sa inyo, maging alay ka lang. Babalik din yan sa tumbong. Yun nga, balik tayo doon sa argument na iniisip ko since the beginning pa lang nitong recording na to. Paano nga ba ang tamang pagdadala ng single company na to, ng AEW, how to bring AEW to its success without bringing these all WWE guys from every week. Hindi ko na nga sabihin time to time kasi hindi naman time to time na may napunta eh, no? But it doesn't matter anymore. But you have to think wisely. You have to think twice. Kasi if you don't, baka nakatapa ka na ng tae. Baka mamaya, ikaw na Nadal eh. Ikaw na mismo yung na-checkmate. No? Hindi mo alam na ikaw mismo tumatapak sa sarili mong alay. That's the first thing Tony Khan should think about since the beginning pa lang ng AEW. Kung ayaw mo ma-checkmate, kung ayaw mo machugi o mawala sa mundo, just because you're moving your own mind or you're moving your own system na mukha kang busabos, depende na yan sa kung paano ka magko-control. Ngayon, paano nga ba mag-control si Tony Khan? X. De, taka, seryoso ka. Bago ako mag-umpisa dito sa podcast this week, no? Gusto ko lang iparealize sa inyo na Tony Khan is not the same Tony Khan that you've seen since 2019. You have to think about that. Because of his shit, walang interest yung tao sa kanya ngayon. The product is stale, the everything is shit, the predictability is there with AEW, I don't know what's the problem. Kung si TK ba, kung producing ba ang problema, kung yung bang mga booking ang problema, kung storyline ba ang problema, we don't know. But there's thing for sure. There's two things that we have to address here. Kasi Tony can want to address it because he is in the position and he is the creator or the creator, the owner, the GM, the booker, or the creative lead na lahat sinalo mo na. But that might be on you. That might be on you, but it doesn't mean it's you. In the end of the day, the more na iaalay mo sarili mo, ichitugi ka lang. I-checkmate ka ngayon sarili mo. You don't own the rules, but you have to make sure that you follow it. Kasi, first miss pa lang na gagawin mo, it might affect everyone. This argument that I'm trying to tell you guys is very applicable to WWE. WWE is hit or miss. Sa totoo lang, hit or miss ang WWE product na yun. I love the story with Roman and the Cody crybabies, but it doesn't mean I love everything from it. I'm not going to say things about the story right now, but I am intrigued. I have to say this because I am confident to say this. Napipiga ako ng pasensya ko eh. Ganin yun eh. But before we continue, welcome to the Main Event Park Podcast, the official wrestling podcast of the Bunk Collective. If you're listening to this podcast, you can listen to this podcast every Mondays on your favorite podcast platforms and on YouTube. Of course, you can follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. That's at the Main Event Mark Podcast. And also, you can support this show on social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, sa iba pang mga social media platforms, threads, at kung saan-saan pa, at MEM Wrestling Pod. You can support our podcast via Patreon, patreon.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. Also, you can support our friends from the Bunk Collective at the Bunk PH. Okay, so, paano nga ba natin binabato tong AEW topic sa una pa lang na minuto ng show na to, no? Bakit nga ba natin binabato? Because there's a big business in town right now that we have to address. And that big business is big business. And that's a big problem too. When it comes to big problem, mamaya ko na i-explain. For now, let's do the five takes. Number one, top story of the week. Mercedes Moné is all elite. It was announced by Tony Khan that Mercedes Moné is now all elite. And Mercedes Moné mentioned on her promo that she will pursue mainly a revenge on Willow Nightingale. So, mamaya ko na i-explain yung ibang nangyari. At possibly, we might get a match between Willow and Mercedes sa Dynasty on April 21. More on that later. Number two, top story of the week. We have, of course, Cody crying on television again. I'm serious here. I'm serious. Cody is fucking crying on television again. Like, he's proving the Rock's point that he is a crying baby. going back. Yeah. So number two, Cody is actually crying like what he did last year. It's just funny to me that he is doing this shit again. Basically, nagre-redo siya ng mga pinaggagawa niya last year. Kulang na lang, umiyak niya buong promo build-up until WrestleMania. Mag-iyak-iyak ka dyan, okay? But, it doesn't mean anything. Ano yan? Every time na pupunta ka ng SmackDown, tinutupi ka sa apat, tapos pagbalik mo dun sa Raw, sa brand mo, parang ang basang sisiw. Parang ang basang sisiw na kailangan pigayin lagi. Ganyan yung ano eh, ganyan yung build up nila so far. So Raw, it's basically piga ng ulo yung response ni Cody. Tapos SmackDown, ayan yung nagiging palahiyaan. Yung tinatawag kong palahiyaan. Yung basically show mo, pero hindi mo show. Ganyan. Yan yung impression ko. More on that later too. Number 3, top story of the week. There's 2 matches being announced for TNA Rebellion. That's a pay-per-view next month. And syempre, marami tayong aabangan next month since it's WrestleMania. Of course, it's MWF kasaysayan. Then later on, it's MWF Index Con din later this month. Then yung next month, syempre, yung AEW Dynasty at itong Impact Rebellion, TNA Rebellion. So, it was announced by TNA that Moose will defend his TNA World Championship against top contender Nick Nemeth. Nick Nemeth. And then, the tag titles, the system will defend the tag titles against the top contenders in Speedball Mountain. The ones who didn't get or got their shots last PLE. In Rebellion or Hard to Kill in January. But okay, I'm good with it. Let's see what TNA can squeeze on disputes. And knowing TNA is TNA, I see Nick Nemeth becoming double champ at Rebellion. But more on that later too. Number 4, top story of the week. Roxanne Perez explained her actions on television. Siguro pigayin ko na lang ito mamaya, no? Sa review mismo ng NXT. Number 5. Let's talk about number 5. Ilang araw na lang, Dexcon na. So if you want to support our friends from Dexcon, I hope you do, actually. Please support our friends from Dexcon kasi ilang araw na lang, marami pang ina-announce for Dexcon. And I hope you can support our friends from Dexcon. Yung tickets is still available. I'm going to put that in the description below. So therefore, you can buy your tickets and you can join their show next week sa Dexcon. So there will be tickets for the show, tickets for the meet and greet. Yan. You can support our friends from Dexcon, WrestleStorm. So that will be next week. Okay. That's our top 5 stories of this week. And before we go to our top story of the week, which is Mercedes Moné jumping to AEW, let's promote our friends from Blast TV. So yun, Blast TV is our home of the WWE and of course UFC here in the Philippines. So if you want to support our friends from Blast TV, ayan, the only way you can actually watch TKO is by supporting our friends from Blast TV. So, free sila through Converge or Globe at Home if you want to create an account using your Converge or Globe at Home provider. You can do that. Please go to welcome.blasttv.ph using your service provider. Or you can do or create your account on that same website, and you can use the code SETANTA3MOS. So it's SETANTA3MOS, so it's 3MOS, and you can watch the same Blast TV and then the SETANTA Sports, the home of the English Premier League, NBA and La Liga on the television. So hindi sila nag-upload ng video on demand. But you can support our friends from Blast TV using our codes. That's SETANTA3MOS and that's valid until April 30, 2024. So, ayun. So, legal way siya actually to support our friends from Blast TV. So, again, Blast TV is the official home of the WWE and UFC in the Philippines. Yan lang. So, let's support na Continue tayo sa ating top story of the week. Mercedes Monet is all elite. Surprise? No! Definitely. Definitely hindi na ako na-surprise. Kasi ano na to eh. Top story of the week na to eh. Tatlong linggo nating pinagdidistigahan si Mercedes Monet. No? And ilang beses ko na ding na-discuss to sa inyo na Mercedes Monet will go to AW. Wembley Days pa nga lang sinasabi ko na feeling ko, ah, okay, mag-jump talaga siya sa AW. And she did. And according to Dave Meltzer, I don't know if you guys want to trust this guy. She is now the biggest paid women's wrestler. Not only in AEW, but in WWE too. Siya na daw yung pinakamataas na paid wrestler. So, may balita na malakas daw, mataas yung sahod na posible makuha ni Mercedes. Pero yung numbers kasi kinoconfirm ko pa. Hindi rin naman ako convinced sa mga kumakalat na balita ngayon. 10 million daw, 10 billion. Malapo. Pero yan, eh, kukonfirm muna natin bago tayo magbigay ng numbers dito. Kasi hindi rin ako convinced. But if you want to take that, okay, you can take that. Okay, so let's explain first what in the blue hell Mercedes Monet did to AEW. So, she mentioned that she is now home in Boston. So, puro esto eh, no? So, it's Boston. And they chanted, welcome home. And yun na nga. So, she mentioned that gusto niya magkaroon ng Finnish business with Willow Nightingale. And yun, para sa akin, she did a really good job introducing herself to the AEW fan base and sa mga hindi rin naman nakakakilala sa kanyang WWE run, that was a really good presentation. Although, sabi ko nung to sa ibang forum, pero hindi talaga ako fan ng theme song ni Mercedes. Sorry, not sorry. Kasi, it's kind of forcing yourself to say, CEO, CEO, CEO. Putangin ang kulang na lang, mabulol ka gawin mo, CDO. CDO, ano ka, Carne Norte? There's a point in time that nabubulol ako sa D, kasi sa E, ayun, nasabi ko, CDO, CDO. Kunyeta. Ayun, but going back, she did a really good job on introducing herself, not only to the AEW fans, to the fans na sa tingin ko naiwan niya with WWE. Pero yan, that was a really good job on her introducing herself, establishing herself, especially with that assault after with the TNT champion or TBS champion, Julia Hart. But yeah, that was a really good idea to kick up the show. Of course, hometown mo yan eh. Siyempre, ikaw lang nga abangan dyan. Pero yun niya, may numbers tayo nakuha from WrestleNomics. And ito lang yung mataas from that numbers na nakuha natin kay WrestleNomics. And siya lang yung naka-million. Oo, siya yung naka-1 million. First time to in AEW for a while na. Na yung ratings ng isang promo or segment, naka step ng 1 million. Is that a good thing? Yes. But in the ratings, baba eh, 700 eh. Ewan ko, kung game changer ba? I'm not going to say, I'm not going to brag myself like someone in our community na, ay, di naman game changer yan, di naman game changer yan. Mga kamote talaga kayo eh, no? Pero yun niya, Mercedes Monet, I can say na, game changer siya, oo. Sobrang established kasi ng fanbase niya. So, yung fanbase ni Mercedes, they might follow her more on AEW. And makapagdala rin siya ng mga casuals. No? I hope na mag-work siya with Mercedes Kasi the last time they did that with Punk and Edge, Adam Copeland, that didn't work. On how things are going with Tony Khan and AEW, 50-50 yung mga pinagsasabi ko dito na, ay sana gumanda yung mga booking-booking ganyan. Ay putya, pagka ano, ganun pa rin, same old shit eh. Kaya paminsan-minsan talaga, lagi ko sinasabi, Tony putya, umanap ka na nga ng creative team na hindi lang ikaw mag-isa. Sobrang bano mo mag-book ng story. Yan, sa totoo lang ha, sobrang bano mo mag-book ng mga storytelling. Sobrang bano. Putya, yung Dynamite na yon, tong Dynamite na to. Pagkatapos sa totoo, nalugan ko. Seryoso. Kasi hindi ako natutuwa. Yung may mga segments sa tuwa ko, including the Jay White one. But let's try to decimate that one in a moment. Pero yan, Mercedes Monet, I always say, it's so nice to see Mercedes back in pro wrestling. But I hope that doesn't change my mind few weeks later. Kasi the last time I did this, ayun, pumaligtad ang ihip ng hangin. Dahil yun sa booking, hindi dahil sa wrestler, ha? Keep in mind. Pero yun, that was fun. That was a fun way to reintroduce herself in Mercedes. But it's impressive to see, or it's impressive to see how things might go in AEW. Or should I say, ganto ba sa AEW? Is that impressive enough? Not sure. But on how things go in AEW, I have to give them 33.3 chances of winning. Kasi there might be 33% na ay pagkatapos ito baka bumalik to ng collision o patakbuhin nyo ng ROH. Tapos may chance din na hindi. Pero yun nga, mataas naman ang hope ko that Mercedes Monet is literally the one who can put the AEW Women's Division on map. Sobrang, di na ako magkasabi ng bad reaction kasi ayoko maging self-absorbent. Gusto ko nalang maging overthinker. Na ay sige, magiging successful yung AEW but I'm not sure how it goes with that Mercedes Monet booking. Ayan, continue na nga natin. Wardlow vs. Samoa Joe, that was fun. But literally, mas mahaba pa yung entrance ni Mercedes Monet kaysa sa match na to. Walang na bago. May story, oo, konti. Pero walang na bago. Sure. Ayun. Continue na nga natin. So, the Elite. Okada's Elite. It's basically showing me how different this Okada is. Eh. Pero andun pa rin tayo sa part na I am really confused on how Tony Khan is trying to do shit with these AEW bookings. And I'm not sure kung saan yung nakukuha yung kapal ng buka na magganto-ganto. Pero yun niya. Ano man tawag dito? Tony just announced on television that Eddie Kingston will defend the belt, the Continental belt, yung isa lang. Tangina, ito yung ayaw kasi AEW dito kay Kingston eh. Hindi ko na nga gusto yung ideya ng Continental Classic kasi bakit mo i-unify yung ROH, yung strong, tsaka tong belt na to? Hindi na nga siya magandang ideya. Tapos, yun na nga yun, tangina na doon tayo sa part na, pucha, parang social experiment lang yung ginawa nyo kay Ed dito eh. The more Downey is showing that very obvious thing na ay, pucha, kayang-kaya ko na i-split yung belts. Hindi naman ako gagaya ng ibang promotion na ay, papatagaling ko to kasi sobrang lakas kasi sa tao. I know, that's bullshit. Pero yun, I'm really looking forward for this split up ng mga belts na to. Kasi it doesn't make sense to unify them in a way to begin with. Ayun, na-announce na din, speaking of, yung opponent ni Eddie Kingston for Supercard by Honor. It's Mark Briscoe for the Ring of Honor title. So, hindi naka-emphasize doon yung dalawang belts, ROH, yung dalawa pang belts. So, that's good. Pero yun, Okada, since nakadalawang linggo na si Okada sa TV, so sige, bigyan ko na ng opinion si Okada. Okada is showing me na he can definitely hang with the Bucks, no? As a trio. It works. Kasi yun naman talaga yung rason pa kung bakit siya pumunta ng AWA. Want some different from Okada and it works. Pero na-enhance siya with being the or in the fact na andun siya with the box. So it works at the time. I hope that doesn't change. Yun nga eh, kasi gusto ko mag-set din ng expectation. Kasi hindi natin alam if it will work. But yeah, that was interesting. So, yun nga, Jay White turned on the acclaimed and Daddy Ass and yeah, the Bang 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 Gang or Bang Bang Caesar Gang is now disbanded. And hindi ko rin gusto yung ideya ng Bang 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 Gang na to to begin with. So yeah, Jay White being a heel or BCG or Bullet Club Gold being heels, what's best for Tony Khan, best for Jay White too. Yeah, that's a good na it always work. Kung ang tong Bang 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 Gold na to ginawa during the MJF feud, feeling ko mas justified siya na hindi gaano aggressive si Jay White. Pero hindi something is dumb with that one. Okay. But that was good. Okay, di ko na pag-usapan si Jericho kasi Jericho sucks. Ayun. So, Willow Nightingale versus Riho. The match was classic. That was fun. Pag-usapan na lang natin yung aftermath. So, aftermath, Julia Hart and Sky Blue attacking Willow Nightingale. And she was saved by Mercedes Moné. And basically, ito na naman tayo sa part na I respect you, so you have to respect me. Feud. Na debut match ni Mercedes. Tapos ganito. Labo. Pero yun, ganun yung impression ko with this feud so far na nakikita ko pa lang. Nakikita ko pa lang sa malayo. Kanya na yung feeling ko na mangyayari. So that's dumb. And it's kinda not a good idea to begin with. Next week, mag-explain o magpo-promo ulit si Mercedes. So I hope we can get an answer on why she saved Willow. Tas blah, 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 blah. Sabihin niya, I saved Willow because I want Willow at Dynasty. Okay, that's good. Pero, yun. Overall, this episode of AEW Dynamite, okay lang. Ito, itong show na to, it's always been the Mercedes Moné episode of Dynamite. The competition or the matches was fine. Okay, that's good. Okay, ito. Ito yung sisiguraduhin ko, ha. Moné opening the show was AEW signature, no? Sobrang signature na to ng AEW. Remember what they did on Punk? That was amazing. Kay Punk, given naman kasi si Punk over kasi yan eh. Mercedes, not so much. Pero given na yun, may iba lang na iba lang kasi si Punk di naman siya lumabas aftermath ng show na yun. But ito si Mercedes, parang alam mo na agad gagawin niya. Kung hindi niya ginawa yung ginawa niya after of the match nila Willow ni Riho, siguro iba yung impression ko eh na, ay, feeling ko iba yung gagawin nito kay Willow. Antay, papanoorin niya lang matalo si Willow. Parang may ganun akong impression na we might get probably next week. But well, okay, that's good. Ayun. Yung women's division, I hope we can get a better women's division. I know TK won't do that easily. Kasi I know how pathetic Tony Khan is. But Tony Khan is that someone na alam mong pag may mga healing yung fans, susin din eh. Like yung mga Tranquilo Club, yung mga fans sa Discords, okay, yung mga fans na galing sa mga community gaya ng One. Tangin ng community kasi yan, toxic freaks. But okay, yan. This week's Dynamite was fine. I'm not going to say it's great. But that was fine, I would say. That was fine. Okay. Continue nga tayo. Before we continue, no? Gusto ko lang sabihin na Tony Khan is absolutely doing a great job on this new era of AEW Dynamite. Di ko lang siya nasabi last week. But Tony Khan so far is doing a great job on reestablishing Dynamite as the top show of AEW. I hope lang that he has to start to spark storytelling or kailangan mas pahalagahan niya yung storytelling. Kasi yun yung lacking with AEW. Everything with AEW is lacking of storytelling. May mga bagay na, may story pero hit or miss o kaya sumasala. Ayan, that's AEW basically to me. But I hope that changes with this new era. And medyo nag-improve na siya. Unlike before, I see difference. I seen the difference with AEW 2023 and AEW now. That's something different. I hope that won't explode anytime soon. Yan lang masasabi ko. Ayan, so when we come back here on the main event mark, let's talk about the Razzabar content. So we are going to talk about Raw, NXT, SmackDown last week. And then let's talk about the updates for TNA Rebellion. And when we come back on the podcast. But for now, let's check our kabangmates here on The Bunk Collective.
Been wanting to learn about different careers? Or just need that nudge to pursue your passion projects? Here at Project Offbeat Careers Podcast, we talk to guests with unique careers outside the usual corporate shtick. Listen to historians, gamers, teachers, and cosplayers. See how they've succeeded and how you can apply their learnings to your workplace. Catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And get ready to take the offbeaten path with us.
Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to The Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram pages at The Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop. So drop everything, and listen to The Kingdom Podcast. Available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
Okay, so welcome back to the Main Event Mark Podcast, the official wrestling podcast of the Bunk Collective. So, ayun. So I hope you can support the podcast again on all of the social media platforms at MEM Wrestling Pod. Also, you have to support our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. That's youtube.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. Or you can search the Main Event Mark Podcast. Ayan. So, let's continue na with our bullets for this week's podcast. So, let's start with Raw. So, Raw this week is fun. True, McIntyre did a really good job on trolling not only Seth Rollins, but hindi talaga mawawala sa mga promo niya si CM Punk. And that was amazing to me, no? na si Seth binibigyan niya ng warning, no? Kasi si Seth masyado na siya nang natatambunan nung rock match sa WrestleMania Night 1. I hope that they can do that anytime soon kasi double duty sila lahat halos dito. Si Drew baka mag-interfere nga yan Night 1 eh. Diba? But yun, Drew is doing a great job on hyping the match and also acknowledging the fact that Seth has 3 bullets in his head or 4, sama mo na si Cody. Pero ngayon, I hope Seth thinks wisely on what in the blue he will do for the next few moments kasi he might miss most of them. Kasi, alam mo naman, Seth is Seth, Cody is Cody. Pero yun, sobrang strong ng mind games ng mga matches ito lately. And I really, really love how things going out so far with this build-up. So, Becky versus Liv. Oh, sorry guys. So yun, Becky versus Liv was amazing this week on Raw. I'm glad that Becky is proving her point over Rhea Ripley. And ayun, so Morgan, I hope that she might get a title shot after WrestleMania, but there's something na we might get later on this year with Liv here on the picture. And I'm really looking forward to it kasi di naman ako gago para sabihin naggago si Liv but kailangan nyo na tayo sa kill Liv. But I'm really looking forward for something on Liv down the road. Yan. So, continue natin. So, WWE made an announcement that the tag team titles will be defended at WrestleMania against 5 other teams. So, bukas sa SmackDown or SmackDown na hindi na natin masasama sa recording, eh, mag-announce sila ng or magkakaroon ng qualifying matches pala. Sorry. Then, yung lahat na mananalo sa qualifying matches, lalabanan din si Damian Priest at Finn Balor that on that ladder match, 6-pack ladder match at WrestleMania. Pero feeling ko lang, alam ko may thinking head ako when it comes to this. Alam ko nasa point ako na baka parehas or magkaibang team yung kumuha ng tag titles and it will lead to something controversial down the road after WrestleMania. Feeling ko ganun yung mangyayari. As long as Balor and Priest doesn't win the match. Pero yan, feeling ko ganun ang mangyayari down the line. But yeah, that was a really good announcement by Tony Khan. But yeah, okay. So, word to note too, Candice LeRae just turned heel. So, she criticized Maxine Dupri for attempting the background, the backward worm that usually you see on Otis. Then yun, the woman on the locker room hates her more than the fans do. And she also mentioned her late brother. And yeah, that's something I really have to look an eye for. Kasi they are building Candice LeRae into this character. Which is a good thing, by the way. Okay. Then, continue natin. Eto. Ang sure lang ako dito, they are building sympathy for Maxine as an underdog. Not only as someone lang na kasama nila Chad tsaka ni Otis. Kasi yung dalawa na yun, may character work naman sila. Pero ito, wala eh. Bago lang siyang salpa. So, they might give her something down the road. Parang Lana ba? No? Naalala niyo yung run ni Lana as wrestler. Ganito yung gusto kong maranasan ni Lana. Yung ginagawa nila kay Maxine Dupri ngayon. Which is a good thing. And that was amazing too. No? I really hope that something is down the road then, but yeah, that was amazing. So, yung interview ni Michael Cole kay Cody Rhodes, di ko na siya sisama. But, yeah, that was a really good promo ni Cody. Di ko na siya himayem. Yun. Then, we have Jey Uso challenging his brother for a match at WrestleMania. So, basically, there are back and forth interference between Jey and Jimmy. So, they have to settle this at WrestleMania, which is a nice additional deal to it. And I hope we can get something from this feud down the road. Tsaka yung intensity kasi ni Jey on this promo, that was amazing. Yun. So, Gunther, challenger match was determined already. So, we have this gauntlet match. So, Ricochet, JD, Chad, Sammy, Shinsuke, and Bronson Reed fighting for it. So, Sami Zayn won the match. I don't know why this crowd are disappointed with Sami winning this match. But that's what they're actually building up since after Survivor Series. So, I'm good with this. No? I'm good with this. I hope. Hindi man nanalo si Gan, hindi man nanalo si Sami dito. Sure. But this is part of their redemption arc with Sami since ayun nga natalo sa Bloodline, tapos nagka-losing streak. So ito yung magandang redemption arc na makukuha ni Sami. And that's amazing to me. That was a really good stuff that they did with Sami. Plus to the fact na nag-compete siya na nag-fasting for Ramadan. Respect po sa ating mga kapatid na Muslim. Pero yun, that was a really good touch din when it comes to this match that he competed doing fasting. Yun, that was fun. Yun, so Sami versus Gunther is something that I'm really looking forward with. Okay naman ako, Chad Gable, may makukuha pa naman siya down the road. At least protected din naman siya. So I'm fine with this one. And I'm really looking forward for something different with with Chad down the road. So hindi pa naman tapos yung road para sa kanya. So that's good on me, no? Yan. So, yeah. Overall, to me, this episode is definitely something that I will not forget for this year. But yeah, that was a really good this week. From promos that the Lynch or Becky Lynch Morgan set up then between Becky versus Nia, proving her point again. Na last man standing or last woman standing. Then we have this Drew and Rollins na they're setting up something simultaneously with The Rock and Roman. But yeah, that was a really good production this week on Raw. And that's a really good touch kung ako hinatanong ninyo, no? That was solid, man. That was a solid Raw this week. Okay. So, we have our episode of SmackDown. Himayin ko pa ba? Ayun. So, basically, in this week's Raw, ay SmackDown, sige, sama ko na nga to. So, they announced that Logan Paul's, tawag dito, Prime, yung inumin niyang Prime, is now the first in-ring sponsor of the WWE. That's a really good thing to me. Sponsor is sponsor. Money yan, syempre. So, ang magkakaroon ng problema dito yung mga nag-air ng mga shows. Disney Plus. Disney Plus is notorious kasi na nag-block ng mga ads sa kanilang mga shows. Pero yung mga props or mga hype nila kay Taylor Swift, todo post nila dyan sa feed ng Disney Plus. I hope they don't do that this time. Yan. So, sana naman sa mga buwan pa na nasa Disney Plus pa yung rights, sana ayusin nyo naman yung pinagagawa na yung Disney Plus. Kasi ilang araw na lang, ilang buwan na lang, nasa Netflix na ang WWE Network, kasi nakakasama tayo. Huwag nyo naman ilagay sa ibang bagay yung priority nyo. Hindi porket popular si Taylor Swift, yung mga fans niya ng mga hilaw, yung gagawin yung priority sa mga comments. Kasi pag mga WWE PLE, hindi nila ginagawa ng mga reply, mga response ng mga WWE related questions or concerns. Ewan ko, lalo na nung Royal Rumble, wala silang ka-explanation why the WWE Royal Rumble fucked up. Wala silang kahit anong apology or bullshit na sa mga nangyari nung Royal Rumble. That's disappointing on someone that's paying their subscription on Disney Plus. Yan. So Cody and Seth accepted the challenge for WrestleMania Night 1. Ang daming stakes eh. So Roman, if nanalo sila ni Rock, Bloodline rules sa Night 2 nila Cody. So kung nanalo sila Cody, Bloodline free yung main event sa Night 2. So daming stakes, di ba? So you might expect the unexpected dito sa programming habang binibuild up nila yung road to WrestleMania. So that's a good thing to me. Yun. So let's talk about NXT na. So Roxanne Perez explained her actions on attacking Lyra Valkyria. Pero mamaya natin siya pag-usapan. So we have a contenders match as well na triple threat qualifier. So it's LWO versus OTM. That was amazing match. So ganda ng chemistry nila talaga ng OTM tsaka ng LWO. So LWO won the match. I'm really glad though na they're relevant, hindi lang sa SmackDown. Tsaka yung focus kasi ng feud doon sa LWO versus Legado is mainly Santos versus Rey, no? So that's a good thing na distracted din sila LWO basically. But okay, that's good. Yun. So Roxanne Perez obviously explained her actions on TV. Kung bakit nga ba inatak niya si Lyra Valkyria. So, champion ignored Roxanne after she was screwed by Lullabies noong Vengeance Day. So, that's the explanation why she attacked Lyra Valkyria. And, ito to me, ito na siguro yung impressive na run sa mga nag-heel turn sa women's division since we have this 2.0 thing. Si Cora, alam niyo yung run ni Cora, may potential. Hindi ko nasasama yung run niya as injured. Ha? Pero mas bagay talaga si Cora as a face rather than a heel if you're going to ask me lang naman. So yung Roxanne is a all-rounder and she can do anything on that way. So Roxanne is Roxanne. Win-win yun. And or, sabi ko nga all-rounder si Roxanne. So she can do face, she can do heel. But bago ako mo-convince na ganun, isang linggo pa, paano niya mako-convince na she can do anything. But yeah, that was amazing. Yun. So we have, ba tawag dito? We have more matches here. So Sean Spears versus Ridge Holland. Parang they are setting up something for Ridge here down the road, but which is good to me. Sean Spears, he is impressive as always. And he is trying to convince me too on what in the blue hell is trying to do with this thing with Ridge Holland. That's a good thing, yes. And that's amazing if you're going to ask me. Yun. Then we have Trick Mello setting their match at stand and deliver. Here's the interesting part. So, alam naman natin na couple si Trick Williams at saka si Lash Legend for a while na. So, they basically settled up the match for stand and deliver. Then, Metaphor interfered on the promo. And yun na nga, na-set up basically si Trick at saka si Lash Legend. Alam ko naman na couple sila in the beginning. But that was confusing at the same time. That's interesting. I hope though there's something with pulling Liv or Lash out of Metaphor and turning her as a face, then joining Trick Williams in the process. I hope that it's not a fluke or a flu para set upin si Trick Williams. But let's see. I hope that we can get something from this down the road. Yan. So overall, NXT delivered for me. That was amazing NXT this week. Ayun. Sobrang solid lang ng NXT ato this week. Medyo ano lang talaga. Sobrang kulit lang. I really love din na yung pag-hold up ni Tony D kay Ilya Dragunov. That was amazing. Pero overall, I'm really looking forward for this match, especially with Trick Mello match at Stand and Deliver. Kaso umaga kasi napakaputang yun eh. Yun. So last thing, TNA announced that there will be few matches na for Rebellion. So obviously the System versus Speedball Mountain, and then the TNA title will be defended, Nick Nemeth versus Moose for the TNA title. Yun. So basically, Chris Sabin is tawag dito invoking his rematch, pero feeling ko buong Motor City Machine Guns is turning as a heel. So that's a good thing to me too, and I'm really looking forward for that down the road. Yun. Yun lang. Then, ano ba? So, Joe Hendry and Rich Swann is now a team. As Rich Swann turning on Joe Hendry. And that was an amazing match if you're going to ask me. And I hope we can get something with AJ Francis tsaka ni Rich Swann or Tapdala, whatever. Yun. But this week's TNA was amazing. The six-man tag was amazing. The match was ended with the System obviously beating the three challengers for this episode. But yeah, that was a fun episode if you're going to ask me, for TNA setting up their big event, TNA Rebellion. But yeah, I'm really looking forward for something on this one. That was fun. Okay. So basically, dito na rin natatapos ang aking episode this week. So let's do picks of the week na lang para mabilis tayo. So woman of the week, woman muna tayo kasi gusto ko napapriority yung woman. Woman of the week ko was Roxanne. To me, Roxanne Perez is trying to convince me on why she turned on Lyra. But at the same time, there's something in me taking her seriously more as a heel rather than a face. And nagbubro siya. And that's interesting to watch. That's an interesting thing to look forward. Honorable mention, of course, Mercedes Moné. Really good signing for AEW. Superstar of the week, syempre Sami Zayn. Solid Sami Zayn. Ayun. Yung match of the week ko was the Gauntlet match from this week's Raw. So, yun lang. If you want to support the podcast, ayun, always please support the main event mark on all of the... ayun, sorry. So, you have to support the main event mark on all of the social media platforms at MEM Wrestling Pod, and also on Patreon, patreon.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. And then, you can support the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube at the main event mark. Ayan, also please support the podcast, follow the show, on Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and other social media platforms at MEM Rustic Pod. Also, please support our kabunkmates on Bunk Collective. Visit our website, thebunkph.com. And also, pakifollow din kami sa social media at thebunkph for more announcements and more updates regarding on our network. Also, please support our friends from Dexcon as they going to have their Dexcon Wrestle Storm next week at Brawlbit Bulusan and Green Hills sa may Unbox for the Meet and Greet. March 24, yung Dexcon event. I hope you can support our local wrestling scene, especially na yung main event is Calamari Drunken Kings versus Oro Plata Mata. Oro Plata Mata for the belts, IWA belts. Ayan. Then, April 14, it's MWF kasi Siam. It's an MWF and Q Super Wrestling event. The tickets is almost sold out na according to our friends from MWF, especially Willie. Si Will, yan, si ating best friend Will. Yan. So I hope that mag-success yung MW option na to. Sayang di ako makakapunta. But yeah, life is short. Ayun. And of course, FPW, you can support our friends from FPW for their weekly shows and of course their tapings on April 14 at Skinny Mike's. Doon sa may Power Max Center Spotlight and Makari. O, April 14 din yung FPW event sa may Makati. Ayan. Please support then our wrestling community. So, it's Pro Wrestling PH Club. You can join our community on Facebook. Search nyo lang Pro Wrestling Philippines Club or PH Club. Then, you can follow us on X. That's at PWPH Select. And on Patreon, please support our podcast doon sa Patreon, patreon.com/pwphselect. That's it for me here on the main event mark. I hope you can support all of our affiliations and all of our podcasts, Sabong Collective, and also our local wrestling scene. Again, my name is Angelo Panera of the Bunk Collective, the home of the number one pro wrestling podcast of the Bunk Collective. This is the Main Event Mark Podcast, episode number 206. It's now in the books. Stay safe and stay wrestle. I hope that everyone is safe and everyone is fine as we go on to the road to WrestleMania and of course the road to Holy Week as we go down the line with some stuff. Okay, but for now, goodbye for now and see you later. Goodbye for now.